I'm the chair of this board of trustees, and on behalf of that board, I welcome you all. Ms. Cheryl Ross, who's passing something out right now, is serving today as our recording secretary. Good afternoon, Ms. Ross. When you get back to your seat safely, no rush, would you please call the roll?
Trustee Robert Boy. Here. Trustee Wheeler Coleman. Trustee Anthony Iosco.
Here.
Trustee Robert Marshall.
Here.
Trustee Sherilyn Muir.
Here.
Student trustee Paul Julian.
Here.
Board chair John Butler.
Here.
And trustee Mark Strauss.
Still here.
Okay.
Thank you. Mr. Blakemore, will you please confirm that appropriate notification of this meeting has been provided?
Appropriate notification pursuant to the Open Meetings Act has been provided, Mr. Chair.
Thank you very much. Next, we will consider the meeting agenda. Let me begin by asking if I can have a motion to approve the meeting agenda. There's a motion. Is there a second?
Second.
There is a second. Is there any discussion on the agenda? Seeing none, all those in favor?
Aye.
Any opposition? The agenda is approved. We have no minutes to approve this morning, so I'll move immediately to my remarks, which are very brief. I would like to welcome the members of the University Advisory Council who are present this morning. They are William Pitney, Deborah Hallitzer, Jay Montero, Greg Wass. Is Rosita Lopez still with us?
No, she's not here.
Okay, and Dan Gibo. Am I missing anyone, Mr. Pitney?
Dr. Rebecca Shortridge,
okay. Dr. Pitney, is there anything you or any of your colleagues would like to say on behalf of the University Advisory Council?
Just a quick observation. First of all, thank you for your endurance today. Second, it was with great pleasure that I listened to President Baker thank and praise the faculty and staff for their warm welcome given to the students. It was also with great interest I observed the presentations from Dr. Alden and Dr. Rigg, whereby the productivity of our faculty and staff was clearly evident. I think you'll share what we likely already know, and that is that our faculty and staff work very hard, and I was grateful for seeing that today. So thank you very much.
Thank you very much, Mr. Pitney. Do any other members of the University Advisory Council wish to address the board at this time? Thank you, Ms. Hallitzer. I have only just a brief remark this afternoon. I had high hopes earlier. First of all, I'd like to again formally welcome our new colleague, Trustee Paul Julian. This is your first official special meeting of the board. Welcome to the board again. I also want to make mention of Cheryl Ross, who's serving today as our recording secretary and who you may not know has been behind the scenes working with us in a sort of critical transition since Sharon Bank Wilkins left us, and prior to that has worked with us in her capacity of working with Bill. Cheryl is retiring after 34 years of service, and I understand that Cheryl completed her undergraduate degree at NIU while an employee during that time, and thanks us for the tuition waiver benefit. For about 7 years, Cheryl worked on the Finance and Facilities and Operations Committee agenda book. It was primarily her responsibility, and so we've seen her work and worked with that work over the years. She spent 20 years on the academic side in the Department of Psychology, and she spent 6 years in academic affairs, and she spent 8 years in finance and facilities. And as I said before, she was very important and has been very important recently for us as a board in helping us through a transition. So good luck, and we wish you the very best on behalf of the board. Uh, Mr. Blakemore, have we received any timely requests to address this meeting?
We have received no requests at all, Mr. Chair.
Now, I want to make sure that I have this right. We're moving into closed session before the action item.
My recommendation to the board is that you take up consideration of the action item now and then move into closed session.
And that is appropriate for us to do, even though the agenda we approved?
That is more than appropriate. The 48 hours has to do with posting the agenda item, not whether, in fact, you remain within the chronology that you have in there.
Thank you, Mr. Blakemore. In that case, then, we move to President's Report number 93, and we have one item, and I'm going to refer to the President for that item.
Thank you. This is an action item finalizing of an open order for fiscal year 14 to cover the costs of some work done through on the federal investigations that have been underway, and to conclude the billing there and cover our costs. We request approval of $215,000 to cover the legal costs associated there.
Can I have a motion to approve this? There's a motion. Is there a second? There's a second. Is there any discussion of this item? Seeing no discussion, all those in favor?
Aye.
Any opposition? Seeing no opposition, the motion has passed, and that concludes the President's report, unless you have anything else.
No, I said my thanks in the earlier committee meetings to the faculty and staff that have done so much to get us ready for this year.
Thank you. We're going to be conducting no business when we return from closed session at this point, so I fear we'll lose our audience. I wish to thank the many people who made these meetings possible this morning, Ms. Ross, the board staff liaison, Mr. Nicholas, and others on his team who assist in the logistics of this meeting, including the committee liaisons and the hardworking staff of media services. Thank you to the University Advisory Committee for your service. Also, I always like to say thank you to those who are responsible for the food and refreshments. We appreciate very much the work that you do. The board needs to go into closed session and will reconvene in approximately 60 minutes. As I said, there's no business on the agenda following this session. So may I have a motion to close the public meeting to conduct an executive session to discuss the following items subjects authorized by the Illinois Open Meetings Act, personnel matters as generally described under Section 2C1, 2, 3, and 21 of the Open Meetings Act, and litigation and risk management matters as generally described under Sections 2C11 and 12 of the Open Meetings Act. There's a motion. Is there a second?
Second.
There's a second. Is there any discussion? Seeing no discussion, we need to take a roll call vote. Ms. Ross?
Trustee Robert Cole.
Here.
Trustee Wheeler Coleman. Trustee Anthony Iosco.
Here.
Sherilyn Muir.
Yes.
Oh, yeah, I'll say yes.
Trustee Mark Strauss.
Yes.
Trustee Robert Marshall.
Yes.
Student Trustee Paul Julian.
Yes.
Board Chair John Butler.
Yes. Thank you. The meeting is now closed, and we'll reopen the meeting in approximately 60 minutes.
Close again.